This is Michael Bozzi. Welcome to Marketing Without the Marketing. Really glad that you could be here as always. If you're new to this podcast, you know, I try to teach you everything that I know about content marketing in little 10-minute snippets at a time. That's what this podcast is all about. And to my long-term listeners, thanks for being here. You guys are awesome. I just really enjoyed doing this and have gotten a lot out of it. So I really appreciate you, all the support and all that. But let's get right into it. I want to talk today about picking the right customers for your business. You and I both know not all customers are created equal, right? There are some that your business just can't live without, really great customers. And there's others, you know, who are a lot more trouble than they're worth, shall we say. And the big thing is, you know, are you selecting the right customers to serve? And I use the word selecting with intent. In the early days of your business, you may feel like getting any customer is the goal. You know, when I started my business, I kind of felt that way, right? You feel a little bit scared. My goodness, are people going to pay me? You know, how am I going to do this? I'll take anyone. Okay, that's fine. But fine when you just start anyway. But when you get down to it, you know, and as you do it longer, you start to realize that you really need the right customers. Not any customer, but the right one. So that means you're in a sort of selection process. And if you can, you want to work towards having the choice be up to you, not to the customer, right? So that means, you know, there's sort of a, I don't know, the framing mechanism that I use, I think of it as a hiring decision, because in effect, that's kind of what you're doing. And really, when you think about it, it's just as important as a hiring decision. When candidates apply for a job and they come to you looking for one, you know, what are the criteria that you use to make a decision? To me, you should apply the same logic when you're picking your customers. You don't want to go for short-term gains, even though that can sometimes seem to be attractive. You know, get a short boost or get someone who can come in and help you right away. All that seems really good. But really, in a hiring decision, you're looking for long-term value, not short-term value. And you should think of this, you know, in when you're picking your customers too. You know, just like in hiring, you should involve people who provide more value than they extract. That to me is the way that I always think of this. And this really goes for everything that you do in your business. And in order for this to work, it has to feel reciprocal, right? So think about this. The customer has to feel the same way about you in return, that you also are providing more value than you extract. And when you do that, you know, then everybody's happy, right? You're providing consistent value. You do this with content marketing. This is the thing I'm trying to teach. And if you're doing that, you're already in the right mindset. And, you know, selecting the right customers, that's a really critical piece in the process of building a business. You know, the choice is up to you, not to them. You don't have to include everyone. In point of fact, it could be detrimental to your business if you try to include anyone. And it's really easy to mistake early interest for long-term value. You might feel that the pressure's on, got to take this customer. And, you know, in the beginning of your business, you're really thirsty for that attention, for that validation. And that thirst might actually lead you into some bad decisions. So in my past career, I had a rubric for this. When I was building instructional products, I always had to validate the product. So I'd get folks to make comments on this just to make sure that they were sound and that they would actually be serving the intended customer, which for me was the instructor who was going to be teaching students. So here's the way the rubric goes, and I think it applies here too. I always had two factors that I would look for. One, the first factor was to find people who are generally in favor of your product or solution, right? So if you give too much power to those who are not in favor, and this goes for any customer that you might pick, I feel like they're going to be destructive to the process. This might sound obvious, but, you know, what would make you pick a customer who's not in favor of your concept? This actually happens a lot. And the reason it happens is because you get excited by this huge opportunity. You think you can start the sales process now, even before the product's done. But, you know, you got to be careful. The lure of this huge potential sale can cloud your vision. If you're trying to advance the sales process into product development and you pick that customer, you know, before you're even ready, that can be a problem. To me, you got to get the product right first, and you don't want to hand over too many of those decisions to your customer. Yes, you're going to be in touch with your customer. You're going to talk to them. You're going to ask them. You're going to survey them. You're going to find out as much as you can about their needs. Of course, you're going to do that. But make no mistake, the final decision is always up to you. If you let customers design the product, you got a problem. You're going to get way too many features. It's going to become overloaded. Customers are not good at saying no to things. But it's got to start with them at least being in favor of what you do, because if they are not, you're just going to have a hard time with this. You want people who at least are kind of, you know, they're on your side. They like you. They kind of want to support what you're doing. They see the value in it. Maybe you haven't even realized the product yet, but they believe that you are the one who can do it. Those are good folks to have on your side. Now, the second factor is I would always try to find people who would give useful and honest feedback. I didn't want someone to be just sort of yesing me. Now, you got to find a balance here, of course. You know, those who yes you through the whole process, it's really encouraging when you're building a business. Yes, I'm doing the right thing. It feels really good. But, you know, it's generally not that helpful to a young business. I mean, you really need folks who are going to be critical enough to help you make the product better. This type of thing is extremely difficult work. So your product's got to be worth it to them. And you have to be worth it to them. And if they're not that invested, they're not going to give you very good feedback. If they don't care, you know, they're going to give you very simple feedback that's not going to be that useful to you. And so there is that balance to sort of figure out between the people who are sort of gung-ho and are just positive and super yes, 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 but doesn't really add a ton to your business, or the folks who are kind of disengaged and aren't really helping you either. So that tends to be the way that I think of this anyway, you know, just when you're trying to pick the right customers. You know, this is really difficult for any business because, of course, you get charged up as soon as someone starts to show interest. You know, people get excited. You know, I've seen this happen both in my own business currently and the small businesses and entrepreneurial ventures that I've been involved in where, I mean, look, that's the sort of first sign of validation, like true validation that your business is on the right track, doing the right things. When a customer, you know, comes in, wants to pay you, or look, even takes interest in you. You can get supercharged up by that, and you just got to be careful and have enough discipline to not get overexcited by that and let that lead you down the path to making some bad decisions. You can pick customers who will ruin your life because you've sort of made an early commitment to them. You feel some sort of loyalty to them, and you feel like you got to serve them above and beyond. To a degree that just doesn't make sense. I mean, everyone wants to go above and beyond for the customers, but you got to protect your own business. And this has been my experience so far. And, you know, what I found and is in this process of customer selection, if you've got the discipline to do it, and especially if you can do it early, it really helps the business. And believe me, I made enough mistakes to understand just what happens when you don't do that. So I hope that little framing mechanism helps you just about picking the right customers for your business. And let me know what you think. Leave a comment in the comments section on the show notes. Would love to hear your experience with this. Any mistakes that you've made or regretted. Any things where you're kind of proud of yourself or, you know, kicking a customer to the curb early on in the business because so difficult to do. Would love to hear your experiences. So please let me know or just drop me a line on Twitter at mbozy. Really appreciate all the comments, as I've said before. So anyway, that'll do it for this week. I'll be back next week with more on this whole customer thing. I've been on this customer kick lately. So hey, maybe I'll keep that going. I think the next thing I should talk about is just getting your customers a little bit more deeply involved in your business. That seems like probably a good a good thing for next week. So until then, thanks very much for being here with me, and we'll see you next week.